What to expect. A few quick notes. The best way to advance a writing career is to write and publish a lot of projects, whether you're into self-publishing or otherwise. The biggest obstacle to writing and publishing a lot of projects, however, is completing first drafts of your first novel, of every novel after. Get the first draft done, and you're more than 51% of the way there every time. Most writers, unfortunately, abandon their projects before the first draft is done. That's a bummer. Unfinished first drafts leave you wondering about what could have been. Then again, you don't want to waste your limited time muscling through a first draft you don't believe has potential. That's a bummer too. The foolproof outline is here to help. It's going to solve both problems for you, the unfinished first draft and the first draft without potential. It's going to help you generate ideas, characters, plots, and settings that matter to you. It's going to help keep you excited, keep you moving. In the end, it's going to keep readers reading. You'll never know if your project has enough potential to edit and publish unless you knock out a first draft, quickly and thoughtfully. Then, if you discover you no longer want to pursue it, which does happen, you can shelve it without too much time down the drain. Then, you dive into the next project. That's how the pros do it. The reusable, foolproof outline will help you produce detailed, potential-filled first drafts as quickly as possible. It contains questions and prompts that move you telescopically through story basics that burst with suspense and conflict, to characters that feel and breathe, to plots that make sense, and down to scenes with purpose. Best of all, there's an endpoint to the questions and prompts. You'll literally copy/paste your answers and ideas into a chronological outline. From there, you follow that outline, top to bottom, writing your first draft. That's great news for those of you figuring out your first novel. Then the more you reuse the foolproof outline system, the better and faster you'll be. That's especially good news for those of us who write series. For me, my next project on the whiteboard is a 7-book military space fantasy series. Think I want to waste time dabbling over characters and plot points that don't end up in the final cut? This is exactly why I built the foolproof outline. As an example, once I've made the outline for a scene, it takes me about 40 minutes to dictate a first draft of that scene. Most of my 50,000-word novels have around 40 scenes. Crunch the numbers. That means I'm writing a 50,000-word first draft in less than 30 hours. Not nonstop, mind you. Even using my foolproof dictation system, I can only manage 3 scenes a day before my brain turns to goo. Also, I'm a grateful full-time dad whose kids are 3 and 5. I get an hour and 20 minutes to write while the little one is in half-day preschool. Sometimes I manage to edit an hour after the kids go down. But that's it. Every minute counts. That said, not everyone subscribes to the write, publish, repeat mantra. That's fine too. The foolproof outline contains enough brainstorming questions that if you're intentionally a slow writer, if you want to stew and percolate, tweaking ideas and characters, you'll have enough fodder to do that for months. Have at it. To each their own. A lot of writing books break down the debate between outliners and pantsers. If you want to delve into that debate, check them out. Me? I used to be a pantser, wasting lots of time and effort. Now I'm an outliner whose imagination explodes with ideas because I know what I'm looking for. That's to say, I'm a mega, mega outliner. You should be too. If you're a diehard pantser, good luck with that. You'll want to get your money back for this audiobook sooner than later. Why Scrivener? Because it's the best tool for what I do. It allows me to organize my ideas so I can build a better, faster outline, and consequently, a better, faster first draft by simply cut/pasting those ideas directly into my text without changing windows. I grabbed the free 30-day trial 18 months ago, watched some how-to YouTube videos, and next thing you know, I published 6 books within a year under 3 pen names. I don't have much incentive to jump ship now. If you already drank the Scrivener Kool-Aid, you know its benefits, and you know its potential. I hope the foolproof outline realizes that potential for you. If you're totally new to Scrivener, this is a fantastic way to learn what everyone's been going on about. Get the 30-day free trial. Follow this audiobook, Fall in Love. You can always tweak the outline, of course. Make it your own. If you do, drop me a line at Scrivener Templates, that's Scrivener Templates, @gmail.com. Let me know what works for you and what doesn't. The evolution from my last outlining system, published under the Ultimate Novel Template, no longer available, to the foolproof outline was aided by feedback, positive and negative, from other writers, so keep me posted. However, I can't recommend exporting an ebook with Scrivener. There are better ebook building tools there, such as Vellum for Mac. I simply copy/paste my final draft from Scrivener into it. I know some people claim ebook formatting is a plus for Scrivener, but it's not perfect. Why Excel? So truth is, I built my first reusable outline in Excel. From scratch, it was difficult to do. It kinda sucked. I tried it in Word, too, for about 20 minutes before deciding it wouldn't organize things the way I needed. Eventually, I realized I was trying to create an Excel workbook that organized ideas the same way Scrivener already did. Once I moved my outline over to Scrivener, life got easier. That said, some people are resistant to Scrivener, so I backtracked for this edition and built the foolproof outline in Excel for them, and I think it works well. Let me know. The Excel template still provides a format to view your ideas, questionnaires, and writing space all in one window. It's just divided into tabs along the bottom. And no, sorry, there's still no Word version. Never will be. I simply couldn't make it work.